Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hi, guys. I'm Liz Wheeler. Welcome to The Liz Wheeler Show. I would like to dedicate the episode, this episode today of this show, to the individual who just left me a review on Apple Podcast that reads, "Liz needs to tone down her thoughts." In honor of this review, I would like to dedicate this whole episode to you because, spoiler alert, I will not be toning down my thoughts. In fact, we have a very hot button topic to talk about today, a topic on which I have a very strong opinion. I have many thoughts that are high on the tone scale. So if that bothers you, well, I still invite you to tune in and listen because what I have to say, I'm correct about this and you should take note. Guys, thank you for all the subscriptions. I know I've been asking you a lot to subscribe to the show and you've been doing it. So I really appreciate that. If you haven't subscribed, open up Apple Podcasts on your phone or iTunes on your computer. Hit that subscribe button. Over on YouTube, you can find me at Liz Wheeler Show. Hit subscribe over there. You can also hit the bell on YouTube and that way I can notify you every time we have a new episode, when I have a new interview or a new video for you. Greatly appreciate everybody who's been doing this. Also, make sure to stick around to the end of the show. We are doing a new segment called The Most Bananas Video of the Day, which is self-explanatory. It's the nuttiest, craziest, most bananas video that I can find on the internet every day. Be sure to submit anything that you see that you think qualifies for this fine segment. You can give it to me on Locals. You can send it to me on Twitter, wherever you can find me online. And let me know what you think of this. This is the third day that we've done this, and I think it's going pretty well so far, but I want to hear your input, so let me know. Okay, what are we going to talk about on the show today? Well, I thought I would tone down my thoughts, be a little more gentle, a little more vanilla, maybe a little centrist. You think that's a good idea? No, just kidding, obviously. No, I will not be doing that. We're going to talk about Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker is running for Senate in the state of Georgia. And the race is tied right now between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. This past week, Herschel Walker's son sent out some tweets, made a video condemning his dad. This came in the wake of the Daily Beast publishing an article accusing Herschel Walker of paying for a woman's abortion, a woman that he had allegedly impregnated. Now, Herschel Walker is supposed to be a conservative. He's running as a Republican. He says he's pro-life. If these allegations are true, these allegations are pretty horrendous. So I want to talk about this today because we need to talk about this. Not only is this driving all of the headlines, both within the conservative movement, especially in the state of Georgia, but also the radical left wants to be the ones to set the narrative on this. I want to talk to you today about what does this mean for the Senate race in the state of Georgia? What does this mean for the 2022 midterm elections? As conservatives, and many of us are Christians, how do we respond to this? How do we handle this? How do we make a decision about whether to vote for Herschel Walker if these allegations are true, or not to vote for Herschel Walker if our consciences won't allow that? These are the conversations that need to be had openly and candidly and unabashedly. So that's what we're going to do today. Let's get to it. Okay, guys, I love Genucel plant stem cell therapy. I've used it all over my face, under my eyes, and it cleared up the dry flakiness and even reduced my forehead lines. Someone even asked if I had work done. No, just Genucel. Thank you. That, my friends, is a testimonial from Samantha, who lives in Arcadia, California, raving about her transformative results. Genucel has sold over 1 million products to women and men across this great country of ours who love the results. Fine lines, forehead wrinkles, dark spots, sagging jawline, and even those annoying bags and puffiness gone without risky procedures. And with Genucel's immediate effects product, you have guaranteed results in as little as 12 hours, or you can get your money back. Now you can see the difference for yourself with 65% off their most popular packages at genucel.com/Liz. Every most popular package includes a free month supply of the original Genucel under eye bags and puffiness treatment. If you visit genucel.com/Liz and you enter my promo code Liz at checkout, then you can get an extra special discount. Order today and get their Summer Essential, the Dark Spot Corrector, absolutely free. Go to genucel.com/Liz. That is spelled genucel.com/Liz. Genucel.com/Liz. Oh, also, before we get into the Herschel Walker stuff, I have lots of thoughts about the Herschel Walker thing. Did you guys see the news about Elon Musk and Twitter? Elon Musk announced that he changed his mind and he would like to acquire Twitter for his original proposal. Remember, months ago, he said, I'd like to acquire Twitter. Twitter said no. And Elon Musk said, no, you have to. You have to. It's your financial responsibility as the board to accept my offer because it is in the best interest of the investors in this company. Twitter's board finally said they considered a poison pill. They didn't go through with it. They finally said, okay, fine, we'll sell it to you. After Twitter agreed to sell Elon Musk Twitter, then Elon Musk said, wait a second. There was a whistleblower at your company who said that you're lying about the percentage of bots on your platform. So the percentage of daily users that are real people versus the percentage of daily users who pretend to be real people but are actually bots. And that obviously impacts the valuation of the company because the company is valued based on how many daily users there are. Elon Musk said, let me see your internal numbers. Let me make sure that you're being honest. Twitter did not want to give him the numbers. Elon Musk went back and forth with Twitter, and ultimately he said, okay, well, if you're not going to show me these numbers, then I'm going to back out of the deal. I don't want to buy something that I don't know what I'm buying, something that's potentially misvalued. If you are inflating the number of daily users, you're inflating the price, which means I'm not getting a fair deal, so I'm done. I'm out. See ya. Twitter said no after originally not wanting to sell to Elon Musk. Then they said, yes, you have to buy. We already agreed. We're going to take you to court. So there's been some back and forth between Elon Musk and Twitter. They were set to go to court the end of October in Delaware, and then all of a sudden, Elon Musk this week says, actually, I would like to acquire Twitter after all. Yes, I accept. I'd like to go back to my original offer, and I will be the owner of Twitter. Out of the blue, we don't know what happened behind the scenes, although I suspect there was something, some part of this story that we're not getting the whole story about, whether or not it was Elon Musk playing 3D chess the whole time, whether he got some sort of information that we don't know about, or whether he just thinks that he would not have prevailed in the Delaware court, that he would have been forced to go through with the acquisition of Twitter, only it would have cost him a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of bad press. I don't know, but Twitter said, yep, we accept. So, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like Elon Musk is going to acquire Twitter, which this delights me. I'm so excited about this. I said from the beginning, I thought Elon Musk, that this would actually happen. A lot of people said, you know, I don't think this is real. I think he's just on a wild hair. I think he's a showboat. I think there will be something, some kind of hangup that happens that'll prevent him from acquiring it. I thought that it would. I thought it would just take a while. I hope I'm correct. I hope this is sort of the last of it. But here's what I want to ask you today. Once Elon Musk signs that deal, once it's a done deal, once Elon Musk is in control of the Twitter algorithm, the Twitter terms of service, and most importantly, the Twitter censorship apparatus, once Twitter has been restored to a free speech platform, guys, what should my first tweet be? My first tweet on free speech Twitter. What should I tweet about? I'm already composing. I have this little document on my computer where I keep jotting down ideas, maybe about election integrity. Maybe about the COVID vaccine. Maybe about transgender stuff. There's so many options of things that I'm not allowed to say on Twitter right now, but very soon I will be allowed to say that I can't wait. But let me know if you have any good ideas. Let's make this a thing because I already feel like it is a thing. I can't wait for Twitter to be restored to what Twitter originally was. What Twitter originally was this wonderful place where anybody, regardless of what your job was, what your level of influence was, whether you were a person of power or not, you could enter this digital public square and you could make your thoughts heard. You could engage in this political conversation. And it was a remarkable thing. It's gotten very far away from that now, but if it is going to be restored by Elon Musk, I can't wait. So let me know on Locals, on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you can get in touch with me. Give me your ideas for what my first tweet back should be. Okay, Herschel Walker. So the Herschel Walker thing is a controversial topic to talk about because of the allegations against him. And what I want to do today is I want to just share with you what my thought process has been as I've watched this unfold. This is now multiple days in the making. It doesn't look like it's going to go out of the news cycle. Probably between now and the election, this is going to be the October surprise against Herschel Walker. It's critically important that Republicans win the Senate seats in all of these swing states or these swing races, whether it's Arizona, whether it's Wisconsin, whether it's Ohio, whether it's Pennsylvania, whether it's Georgia. We need to win these seats. So this has been my thought process. As a broadcaster, as a podcaster, as someone who sits here and talks to you, and someone who is openly conservative, there's basically two ways that we go about stories like this, when we're covering stories like this. One of the ways is you either acknowledge the allegations just in passing, and then you quickly move on from the allegations to talk about the candidate themselves or the race themselves. It's like a 10% on the allegation to 90% on your point. Or if you're on the other side, if you're on the side of the person making the allegations or you're against the candidate, you usually do it opposite. You spend 90% of the time on the allegations and 10% of the time on the takeaway because you want people to remember the allegations. So what I want to do is I want to like put those strategies aside for right now. I don't want to do this in any kind of strategic, tactical, political way. I just want to look at the allegations with you and tell you where my mind is. So the allegation stemmed from two places, from Herschel Walker's son and from the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast wrote a piece or published a piece making an allegation that Herschel Walker had impregnated a woman who was not his wife and then paid for her to abort the child. They claim that they have not only a get well card that Herschel Walker sent and signed to this woman, but that the woman has a receipt from the abortion clinic. They claim they have the literal receipts, not the colloquial way that we understand, oh, they have receipts, but literal receipts. I have not seen those. They did not publish those. I don't know whether that's true. Herschel Walker denies this. He says he never paid for an abortion. It's a Daily Beast said, Herschel Walker said it. He said, I have no idea if that's true or not. That's the first allegation that has been made. The second allegation comes from his son, Christian Walker. And this is the tweet that Christian Walker sent out on October 3rd. And it's gone wildly viral. This is exactly what the radical left wants to hear about. This is a dream come true for the radical left. This is what Christian Walker tweeted. He said, I know my mom and I would really appreciate if my father, Herschel Walker, stopped lying and making a mockery of us. You were not a family man when you left us to bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence. So you read that. I mean, that's not good. If those allegations are true, it's very problematic. If this is true, this guy's a mess. Now, I will say, there's a little bit of a contradiction. This was sent out on October 3rd of 2022. 2 years ago, in June of 2020, Christian Walker tweeted this. He said, thankful I had a black father who empowered me to be a victor and supported me on my endeavors instead of pouring victimhood into me and telling me I'm oppressed. Happy Father's Day, Herschel Walker. A year later, the next Father's Day, he said, happy Father's Day, Herschel Walker. Thank you for all you do and for your love of our great country. Can't wait to see all you do. So there's a little bit of a contradiction between what Christian Walker tweeted now in October of 2022 and then what he tweeted last year in June of 2021 and the year before in June of 2020. So there is that. I will acknowledge that. Does that make the current allegations untrue? I mean, it lessens them a little bit, unless he was being completely insincere last year. But then he made this video. Christian Walker made this video, and I want you to watch it.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values, people. He has 4 kids, 4 different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values?
It's something, isn't it? It's hard to watch that and not feel the emotion that it elicits. I mean, as conservatives, it does suck to have to vote for, excuse my French, but shitty candidates. It does. That is where, right there, that's where the left would like us to stop. They'd like conservatives who do support family values, who don't support promiscuity, who don't support absent fathers, who certainly are pro-life and anti-abortion. They'd like conservatives to look at these allegations and say, listen, this man, Herschel Walker, is living his life in a way that we do not support. Therefore, we will not vote for him. But that, my friends, is not even kind of the whole story. And if we stop right there, then we are doing a disservice to our country. This is what I mean. Now, two things that are really important to me online are safety and privacy. That's why I like Incogni. Thousands of companies are collecting, aggregating, and trading your personal data without you knowing anything about it. Perhaps you subscribed for a free newsletter, and shortly after you started receiving lots of spam from unknown senders. Perhaps you searched for medical information online and then started seeing ads all over your screen about it from places you never visited. It's super creepy. The good news is you have the right to request that data brokers delete what information they have about you in order to protect your privacy. The bad news is it would take you years to do it manually, but the best news is Incogni can do the messy work for you automatically. Incogni helps protect your privacy by taking your personal data off the market by reaching out to data brokers on your behalf, requesting your personal data removal, and then dealing with the data broker's inevitable objections to your request. Now, remember, this is very invasive stuff they collect about you. Most often, these data brokers hold your name, your email address, your home address, your phone number, the names of your relatives, your social security number, your employment habits, your shopping history. Like I said, it's very creepy. You need Incogni. I love it. I know you will too. The first 100 people to use my URL, incogni.com/Liz Wheeler, and use promo code Liz Wheeler, get 20% off Incogni. It's a pretty good deal. Protect your privacy today. Go to incogni.com/Liz Wheeler and use code Liz Wheeler to take your personal data off the market. Today's video is proudly sponsored by Incogni. So the left would like us to stop at this very elementary level of analysis where we look at this man and we look at the actions that he allegedly took in his life. I don't have proof that he did this. I actually don't know whether these are true or whether they're false. But the left wants us as conservatives, as good faith principled conservatives, to look at this man and say, well, you have not acted like a good faith principled conservative in your personal life. Therefore, I want to expel you from the party. That's where they'd like us to just stop. But that is extremely, first of all, it's manipulative by the left because who are they to be the morality police? That's actually not even the argument I want to make here. But that is a very basic, primitive, elementary way to look at the fight that we're fighting. We know that the fight that we're fighting here in the United States is not just a good-natured, good-faith debate between Republicans and Democrats who view the world the same way, view our country in the same way, and just have disagreements on how to protect these basic natural rights that we believe were endowed by our creator and government was structured in order to protect against infringement. That's not what we're dealing with. If that were the case, that'd be great. That'd be great. We'd essentially be living in utopia, right? If it was just a matter of Democrats and Republicans saying, yes, we both believe in border security, and Republicans saying, we'd like a wall, and Democrats saying, we'd like a huge border patrol personnel-wise, that would be great if we were having that kind of discussion. That is not what's happening in our country right now. What's happening in our country is we have two different visions of what we want our nation to be. Republicans want our nation to be a free nation, where we focus on the principles on which we were founded: freedom, liberty, and justice for all, equality under the law, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Government instituted to protect these rights, not endow them. That's what we stand for as conservatives. But what the left stands for is everything that America is not. They stand for socialism and Marxism and a humongous government and powerful elites and redistribution of wealth. Not an equal playing field, but an unequal playing field where government arbiters decide who wins and who loses based normally on immutable characteristics. Political correctness becomes the law of the land, and you will be censored and silenced and ostracized if you don't line up with what the radical left wants. These are two very fundamentally different visions. They're not compatible in any way, shape, or form, which is why when we're looking at Herschel Walker specifically, although this applies not just to the Herschel Walker allegations, but many other imperfect politicians as well. It's not just a matter of whether we endorse what a politician has done in his personal life. It's not even a matter of defending what a politician has done in his personal life. That's actually not the question at all. And here's the thing. Democrats didn't care that much about the allegations against Herschel Walker until principled conservatives started responding and saying, okay, that stuff's not good. It doesn't make a difference at all in whether Georgia voters should cast their ballot for Herschel Walker. Specifically, what triggered the left was when Dana Loesch said this.
So does this change anything? I mean, do you want my opinion? You're listening. Not a damn thing. How many times have I said four very important words? These four words. Winning is a virtue. What I'm about to say is in no means a contradiction or a compromise of a principle. And please keep in mind that I am concerned about one thing and one thing only at this point. So I don't care if Herschel Walker paid to abort endangered baby eagles. I want control of the Senate. If the Daily Beast story is true, you're telling me Walker used his money to reportedly pay some skank for an abortion, and Warnock wants to use all of our monies to pay a whole bunch of skanks for abortions. And yes, when they're used predominantly over 99% of birth control and it's my taxpayer dollars, you have invited me up in your business and I will use whatever descript I would like to. Thank you. So it doesn't change anything for me. I don't know if he did it or not. I don't even care.
So that video has been viewed over 3 million times on Twitter. That's actually what caused the reaction, the outcry from the left. It wasn't the allegations against Herschel Walker. It was this reaction because what Democrats and the radical left wanted from us, what they expected from us, was for us to sit here and argue about whether these allegations against Herschel Walker are true or not. And that would be a losing argument. That's rarely a winning strategy or tactic to engage in. But what conservatives, principled conservatives who understand the fight that we are fighting in our nation, this fight for the soul of our nation, we've elevated the question. We're not sitting here defending Herschel Walker. We're comparing Herschel Walker to what the alternative is, not just in Georgia, but the alternative for our country. This is not a matter. And this is not a matter. This is what Democrats expected us to do. They expected Republicans to be like, guys, hold your nose and go vote for Herschel Walker. Just let's not think about it. Let's not talk about it. This is terrible. Next time we'll pick a better candidate. Just plug that nose and vote for him because I guess it's the right thing to do. That's what they expected us to do. And let me tell you today, you don't hold your nose and vote for Herschel Walker. You are proud to cast your ballot for Herschel Walker for Senate in the state of Georgia. You heard what I said. You are proud to vote for Herschel Walker. Because Herschel Walker is a bulwark against the entire radical leftist agenda taking over our entire nation. If Herschel Walker is not the senator from the state of Georgia, then who is? If it's not Herschel Walker, then it's going to be Raphael Warnock. Warnock claims he's a Christian pastor. But this man has sided with Democrats on every single issue. Warnock actually proposed, he was the original sponsor of a piece of legislation that would allow abortion up until the moment of birth for any reason. This would be a federal law. So states completely overruled. He claims he's a Christian pastor. Yet he wants abortion until the moment of birth for any reason. Do you know how horrendous that is? Every time I sit here on my show and I describe what a late-term abortion is, I get a flood of emails from people that are like, please, you have to be so graphic. Do you have to describe this atrocity? And I always feel bad, to be honest, if I'm being perfectly authentic with you. I actually feel bad getting emails like that from conservatives because I don't mean to traumatize people. I don't like saying the words. But to understand what it is that Warnock stands for, you have to think about the reality of what he's supporting. These babies are getting lethal injections in the womb. A needle is stuck through the mother's stomach, her pregnant stomach, into the baby's heart. The baby writhes in pain. A toxin is injected into the heart that gives the baby a heart attack. And then the head is crushed by the abortionist to pull the baby out piece from piece. Does that make you nauseous? Are you offended by that? I hope you are. This is what's on the line in the state of Georgia. Raphael Warnock has allegations of abuse against him too. It's actually interesting because in the state of Georgia, there have been so many different races in the past 10 years that have been highlighted on the national level. And there's been one race where the allegations against a candidate have been completely ignored by the national media. And that candidate is Raphael Warnock. Thank goodness for Elena Goodman at the Free Beacon. If you guys have not gone over to the Free Beacon and read her extensive and detailed reporting on Warnock's history, his past, I encourage you to do so. Kudos to Elena for being the only one with the journalistic integrity to track this down. But let me read you just a little bit of what Elena has reported. Raphael Warnock has been accused of being involved in the abuse of underage children. This is what Goodman writes. These allegations center on a Maryland church camp where a young Warnock served in a senior role and where he was arrested in 2002 for obstructing a police investigation into alleged abuses taking place on campgrounds. How in God's name is that not a headline in the national media? This is what the Free Beacon writes. The state officials revoked the camp's authorization to operate, citing unreported incidents of child abuse and a bevy of health and safety violations. One of Warnock's campers, Anthony Washington, has now come forward telling Goodman at the Free Beacon that as a 12-year-old, counselors tossed urine on him and forced him to sleep outside. Warnock was in charge of this camp when this happened. The buck stops with him. And then when police investigated this, he obstructed them to the point that the police arrested him. Warnock's ex-wife accuses him of being not only an absent father, but of actually neglecting his children and refusing to pay his part of childcare expenses. She said that his refusal to pay child support left her financially strapped. And she said, this is the Free Beacon as well. She also said he routinely neglects to give her notice when he is traveling out of town during his visitation days with the children and instead has the children picked up from school by friends and leaves them with various babysitters overnight while he is away. Does that not warrant a headline from the mainstream media? Do they not care? Is that not scandalous enough for them? Why? Because this man doesn't have a Republican initial after his name? Elena Goodman reported that in 2020, Warnock's ex-wife told police that he intentionally ran over her foot with his Tesla during an argument. So allegations of neglecting your children, refusing to pay child support, physically harming your ex-wife during an argument with your car, impeding the police in investigating child abuse at a camp where you were a senior pastor and in charge of protecting these children whose parents had entrusted you with their well-being. Guys, this is the alternative. And it's worse because honestly, when you're looking at a political race where the options are binary, whether it's either Herschel Walker or Raphael Warnock, this is actually not a competition of character. We're not looking at which man acted better in his personal life or acts better now in his personal life. What we actually analyze, what we should analyze, is what each man will do in the Senate. Because that impacts us more than their actions in their personal life. David French had an interesting tweet that I think illustrates the concerns of a portion of the Republican electorate or a portion of the conservative movement. And it's about whether or not you should vote at all when two candidates are people that have displayed character flaws. And I want to address that. But first, I want to talk to you about Upside. Now, Upside is a really great app that I think that you will like. I like it because we're all cringing at the gas pump right now. It's just going to get worse. You get eye-popping checks at your favorite restaurant because inflation is hitting us all where it really hurts. It does. It really hurts. That's why I started using the Upside app. Upside is an incredible app. It's for anyone who buys gas, who buys groceries, who dines out, which means all of us. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. And Upside is not too good to be true. I've used it and it works. To get started, all you have to do is download the free Upside app. If you use my promo code Liz5, you can get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Here's how it works. You claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You check in at the business, and then you just pay as usual with a credit or a debit card, but you get paid. In comparison to credit cards, rewards, or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. All you have to do is download the free Upside app, use promo code Liz5 to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That is $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more if you use my promo code Liz5. Download the free Upside app today. You'll be glad you did. Okay, so David French posted a tweet about Herschel Walker, and I want to read this. He said, "I'm a firm believer in repentance and forgiveness. But where's the evidence that Herschel Walker is repentant? He's denying the abortion story in spite of compelling evidence of guilt. Denying isn't repentance. So far, there's much more evidence of hypocrisy than repentance." This is, again, exactly what the Democrats want us to do. They want to hold conservatives to a moral standard that they actually ridicule, that the left ridicules. They want Republicans to sit this race out, because what happens if Republican voters don't turn out? What happens if Republican voters don't vote for Herschel Walker? Well, then Raphael Warnock wins. This is exactly what the Democrats want. And listen, I am sympathetic to where an argument like this comes from. I prefer political candidates that, you know, are squeaky clean. Who doesn't? Of course we do. I prefer candidates who don't have a background that's questionable in their personal life, but that's not realistic. That's not the world that we live in. We are all sinners. We are all fallen. So politicians are also all sinners and all fallen. If only we had the luxury of sitting around and waiting for perfect politicians with perfect characters. But if we do that, if we sit around and wait for perfect politicians with perfect characters, then we're never going to cast our votes for anyone, which is exactly what the left wants us to do. So this argument that I can't in good conscience cast my vote for a man like this is a stupid argument. It's an intellectually shallow argument. It's a losing argument. And it's an argument that will cost the American people our freedom. What politician makes your conscience rest easy anyway? I literally can't name a single one. This race in Georgia, let me tell you how to think about Herschel Walker. We are in this big chess game. The ultimate outcome of this chess game, whoever gets checkmate, gets to decide what America will be, a free nation or a Marxist nation. Herschel Walker is a chess piece on this chessboard. Herschel Walker is in a position where if we, the voters, choose, we can move him to block Raphael Warnock. If we use Herschel Walker to block Raphael Warnock, then we prevent the radical left from getting checkmate on the Senate. You don't have to hold your nose and vote for Herschel Walker. You should be proud to vote for Herschel Walker. He is a critical part of the defense of our nation. Think about for a second what it means if Republicans don't win the Senate. Because if we don't vote for Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock wins the Senate, then the Democrats are going to maintain control of the United States Senate. If the Democrats maintain control of the United States Senate and Democrats maintain control of the House, then you have two, we have two more years where Biden controls the White House, Democrats control the Senate, and Democrats control the House, which means everything they want, they get. In fact, even a broken clock is right twice a day over on the View. Anna Navarro, of all people, I don't think I've ever mentioned her name in the same sentence as she's actually right, was unintentionally, accidentally correct about how critically important it is that we elect Herschel Walker to the Senate. Take a listen to this.
I hate it when women attack other women. So if he, if she's calling the woman who got the abortion, the woman he's, the women he sleeps with, which are many, because he's
is
got.
Is he married? I thought he.
He's been married.
He's been married.
Okay, but here's the point I'm making.
So it's not an affair.
Okay, if they are skanks, then what are you suggesting, ma'am? That we send the man who sleeps with skanks to the U.S. Senate because his judgment is also good? Are we letting him off scot-free just because he's running for Senate and we're going to put all the blame on the women, which is, I think, a very shameful thing to do for other women? Listen, this is the bottom line. This is not the Republican playbook. This is Machiavelli.
Yeah.
This is war. Yes. This is the art of war, and this is for the whole enchilada. Probably the race in Georgia could very well determine who is in charge of the Senate, whether it's a Republican majority leader or whether it's a Democrat majority leader. And that means setting the entire agenda.
But what is the Republican agenda? Because as of 2020, the Republicans decided not to put forth a national platform. So if we're talking about the total enchilada, we're talking about power. What is it that the Republicans
for the next 2 years, the Republican agenda is opposing everything that Joe Biden proposes. They're making sure that he cannot claim the bipartisan legislation and the bipartisan victories, which he has many of, that he's managed to pass in the last 2 years. That is the Republican agenda right now. Oppose Joe Biden.
Okay, until that last sentence, she's actually correct here, but for the wrong reason. So she's angry that this is the Republican strategy to oppose Joe Biden because she thinks that there's some virtue in these bipartisan agreements that she thinks might happen if Republicans weren't just determined to oppose Joe Biden. Obviously, that's stupid. Obviously, it's unrealistic. Obviously, that doesn't happen. But she's correct that this race is about the whole enchilada. It's not about Herschel Walker. It's not even about Raphael Warnock, except that Raphael Warnock is a tool that allows the radical left to control our whole country. What's going to happen in the Senate if the Senate is controlled by Democrats? Let's talk about some of these things. What is going to happen? What will it look like? How will it impact you? What happens if the Green New Deal is passed? This is what the Democrats are gearing up to do. You've listened to the World Economic Forum. You've listened to the United Nations. You've listened to Bill Gates. You've listened to Big Pharma. You've listened to Dr. Fauci. You've listened to Joe Biden echo it all. They want to pass the Green New Deal. They want to ban fossil fuels. They want to, quote unquote, transition the American economy to a, quote unquote, green economy. There will be rolling blackouts. You will be banned from using your car. There will be food shortages. There will be medication shortages. You won't be allowed to eat meat. You will be forced to eat bugs. They want to redistribute the wealth. They want to turn us socialist. They want a socialist healthcare system where these same people, like Joe Biden, who called us extremists, the Department of Justice, who calls us domestic terrorists, these people will be in charge of deciding who gets medical treatment and when and who does not get medical treatment. Do you think these people will be fair? Do you think the Democrats who think that you are literally Hitler, that you are a violent extremist, that you are a militia violent extremist, as the FBI labeled you, do you think these people who think parents are evil if they won't trans their kids, do you think they're going to ration healthcare fairly? Or do you think maybe that you will be denied care because you are conservative, a Christian, and you voted for Donald Trump? This is what the Democrats want to do. And if the Democrats control the Senate, this is what will happen in our nation, and we won't be able to stop it. We have an opportunity to stop this. That opportunity to stop this has a name. His name is Herschel Walker. The Democrats want to pass the For the People Act. It's a stupid name. It has nothing to do with the people. It's a federal takeover of our elections. If you think what happened in 2020 with the elections was sketchy, if you think the Democrats rigged that election, if you think Donald Trump was deprived a free and fair election, he was. That will happen every single election from now until kingdom come, if the Democrats have their way. States will be prohibited from voter ID laws. States will be prohibited from banning ballot harvesting. States will be forced to have round-the-clock drop boxes that are unmanned. Universal mail-in ballots. Signature verification will be degraded. The federal government, the Department of Justice, run by Merrick Garland, will have the power to veto state election regulations if Merrick Garland, one of the most dangerous men in our entire country, doesn't like what a state's doing with their election operations. That's what the Democrats want to pass in the Senate. We have a way to stop this. The way to stop this has a name. His name is Herschel Walker. The Democrats want to codify Roe v. Wade into law. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, after the Supreme Court in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health overturned Roe v. Wade, abortion got sent back to the states. Individual states across our nation can decide for themselves whether they want abortion to be legal or illegal. As a result, over a dozen states have made abortion illegal, saving innumerable babies' lives. But the Senate wants to override the states. The Senate wants to make abortion legal until the moment of birth. Raphael Warnock was a sponsor, the sponsor, the original sponsor of a bill that would make that law across the entire nation. Babies would be slaughtered. We have a way to stop that. The way to stop that has a name. His name is Herschel Walker. Think about what's happened to gas prices. How much do you have to pay to fill up your car? How often do you have to fill up your tank? How much more does this cost you every month? Think about inflation. Your paycheck is actually shrinking, not because it's shrinking in and of itself, but because inflation is so high that your paycheck is not keeping up with inflation. I don't have to tell you this. You know this. You feel it. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. The reason that inflation is happening is because of deliberate political decisions made by Joe Biden, the Biden administration, and the Democrats in the House and in the Senate. Joe Biden and the Democrats do not care that you are suffering. They do not care that you are hurting. They're totally fine with it. They think it'll be easier to transition our country into a socialist country if there's less of a premium, they say, on green energy. What do they mean when they say that? They mean if there's a smaller difference between how expensive their green energy options are compared to your traditional energy bills right now. They want your energy bills to go up. This is what happens if Raphael Warnock is in the Senate. This is what happens if the Democrats control the Senate. But there's a way to stop it. The way to stop it has a name. His name is Herschel Walker. If you do not vote for Herschel Walker, you are putting Raphael Warnock in the Senate. If you put Raphael Warnock in the Senate, you are putting Democrats in charge of the Senate. If you put Democrats in charge of the Senate, you are giving our country to the radical left who wants America to be a Marxist nation. You don't hold your nose and vote for Herschel Walker. You are damn proud to vote for Herschel Walker because he is part, a critical part of our fight to restore America to our founding principles. Don't let the left tell you how to vote. Don't let the left tell you how to think. Don't let the left pretend to preach morality to you. Republicans must win the Senate. We have to, guys. This is so much bigger than one person or two people or one race, one Senate seat. This is the nation that we love. You're damn straight you should vote for Herschel Walker. All right, now the bananas video of the day. So this video was sent to us by one of the truest fans of the show, cough, cough, our producer, Matt. Let's see it, Matt.
Hi. We're Nathan's parents. Thanks for coming. So we just wanted to ask, and it's totally cool. There's no issue. The tiger.
And we were just wondering if he'll be locked up.
Yeah, will the tiger be locked up for the whole time?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We never let him out with kids around. Not even our own. It doesn't kill to ask about unlocked guns in the house. Guns are now the leading cause of death for kids.
Okay, so this crazy advertisement, this was played on a local New York station, and it was sponsored by Northwell Health. They are doing an anti-gun initiative here. This was a commercial that was run on the show Monarch. I don't know if you guys have seen that. And I don't know. I mean, I think this is hilarious. It's a stupid ad. Like, what do they expect? Do you have to go and feed your gun 50 pounds of meat every day? What are you going to do if the government's acting tyrannically? You're just going to trot out your herd of tigers to defend yourselves against the government? I imagine being so stupid that you would compare a living wild animal to a firearm. Not exactly the same thing. Not even close to the same thing. The comparison is so asinine because here's the thing. A tiger operates itself. A tiger is a living creature. A tiger will attack you if you get in its way. A tiger will attack you if you are in the same room as it. A tiger will attack you for no reason at all. A firearm doesn't do that. A firearm sits in its safe. It's an inanimate object. It's not alive. It does nothing unless a person operates it. So to compare a firearm to a tiger it's not only stupid, it's not only shows that these people are stupid. Another example, by the way, of the crisis in our healthcare system, a healthcare organization is advertising this. It also shows that the left thinks that you are stupid, that you would fall for this. They despise our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is critical to our defense of freedom. It is critical for the government to know that the people hold the power. The government does not. That's what the Second Amendment is all about, and that's what scares the left, because the left wants all the power themselves, and they don't want us to have any recourse in the event that they violate our liberty. Great find, Matt. That's actually my favorite one that we've done yet. As always, send me any videos that you think would qualify for the bananas video of the day. Over on the Daily Locals, or our daily VIP video over on the Liz Wheeler Show community on Locals, we're going to talk about the most beautiful cell phone of the day, courtesy of the New York Times. You're going to want to see this. So join us at LizWheelerShow.com/locals. LizWheelerShow.com/locals. Thank you for watching today. Thank you for listening. I'm Liz Wheeler. This is The Liz Wheeler Show.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.